TPR.
Sakht nafrat hai na, matlab like, to khair, he is quite old now, he's like 13 years old, showing no signs of slowing down. Bas khadu's personality badhe ja rahi hai. You can't fucking cut his nails. Koi grooming nahi kar sakte, koi safai zyada laad pyar karoge to uska bhi ek timer hota hai, sahi hai. Aur usne hame train kar diya
ke wo to har billi ka hota hai na.
I don't know
kaun si billi
hai. I don't know. I see videos of cats who are nice to their owners. तो इसको आप करे 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 एंड देन पहले तो ये काट लिया था कि अच्छा बस हो गया, अब ये बस सर का झटका देता है and I'm like, मैं ट्रेन हो गया हूँ. तो हम भी ऑब्सेसिव पाकिस्तानी पेरेंट्स, हम सफाई तो होके रहेगी. हमने बताया शायद मैं तुम्हें ना, गैबापेंटिन मंगवा ली थी हमने. गैबापेंटिन इज एन एंटी सीजर मेडिकेशन आई बिलीव और सम सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक हैवी एस पेन किलर. वो हम इसको ना खिला देते हैं और ये
टू बी क्लियर ही डज नॉट नीड इट एक्सेप्ट फॉर द फैक्ट
दैट द ओनली रीजन वी गिव इट टू हिम इज बिकॉज़ देन ही इज अ बिट लेस लाइक रेजिस्टेंट टू ग्रूमिंग. अच्छा, इट्स लाइक यू नो पुरानी फिल्म में होता था ना, अमिताभ ने ज्यादा शराब पी ली तो अब ओवर द टॉप लड़का रहे हैं रोड पे, ये और वो. असल में ऐसा हो जाता है, ठीक है, अनटिल यू स्टार्ट ग्रूमिंग हिम एंड हिज एंगर फाइट्स थ्रू द ड्रग्स. थोड़ा ज्यादा करो, फुल एक्टिव वापस से हो जाता है. बट लाइक दिस इज नॉट सपोज टू बी पॉसिबल. तो कल इनके साथ ये हुआ है तो फिर भूल जाते हैं ये, मतलब सफाई वफाई करो, बेशक खाना दे दो खाना. ऑल ही केयर्स अबाउट इज फूड, विच खैर तो हो सकता है मुझे अभी जाना पड़े. और इट्स अ बिग प्रीएम्बल टू बिल्ड अप टू दिस कि कल इनके साथ जुल्म हुआ था तो अब वो फीलिंग गिल्टी, जबकि जुल्म भी हमने ही किया था और हम ही करते हैं. लेकिन अगर ये खाने का शोर मचाया तो आई माइट हैव टू गो. हाउ इज योर लाइफ?
My life is good. No animal problems. The kabutars have been.
Evicted.
वो तो जा चुके हैं. हाँ, kabutars evict हो चुके हैं, वापस नहीं आए. अब वो हमसायों के घर आ रहे हैं, which is fine. अब मेरे घर में मकड़ियाँ बहुत हैं. So अब मैं भी Instagram पे देख रहा हूँ कि भाई कैसे दूर करते हैं इनको.
अच्छा अच्छा, तुम वो वो वाले brainwash नहीं हुए कि spiders are our friends and they eat other bugs?
देखो अब other bugs तो मेरे पास ज़्यादा है नहीं. मैं यहाँ पे हूँ कि अगर मुझे ज़रूरत ना हो तो मैं उसको एक ग्लास के अंदर बंद करके ना बाहर छोड़ देता हूँ कभी कभार. लेकिन अगर ऐसी जगह हो जहाँ ग्लास मौजूद ना हो तो फिर मैं ज्यादा रहम नहीं करता. लेकिन इस वक्त इतने दो तीन दफा ऐसे हुआ है कि मेरे घर में दो दरवाजे हैं तो मैं काफी दफा बैक डोर से निकल जाता हूँ. एक दिन मैं फ्रंट डोर से निकला, मैंने कहा व्हाट इज दिस रेजिस्टेंस.
नहीं,
जस्ट वॉक स्ट्रेट इनटू अ स्पाइडर वेब. मतलब इतना होता है कि जैसे डोर फ्रेम समझो 6.5 फुट का है ना, तो 1.5 फुट तक तो नीचे आ जाते हैं. सो लाइक माई फेस इज राइट इन इट.
पाकिस्तानी बंदे कर जाएंगे.
मैंने पूछा नहीं, बट ये उस तरह का सवाल है कि आदमी पूछते हुए डरता भी है.
अगर उन्होंने हाँ कह दिया तो फिर
तो फिर मैं क्या करूँगा. यानी कि अगर वो जवाब दे सकते होते तो फिर आई डोंट नो इफ आई एम इन अ कंफर्टेबल स्पॉट वेयर आई डू वांट टू आस्क, यू नो.
या नो वाकई द वो वाली बात जो थी ना कि तुम कह रहे थे ग्लास जार में बाहर छोड़ देते हो, देयर इज अ कॉमेडियन हियर क्रिस कैंट, आयरिश कॉमेडियन. उसका था कि उनके घर में चूहा आ गया और चूहे का भी यही सीन था कि भाई मारो नहीं, पकड़ के कहीं छोड़ दो. ही इज लाइक बट मैं तो नहीं चाहता कि वो वापस ना आ जाए. तो वी ही बिगिंस दिस लॉन्ग स्टोरी ऑफ मैंने जो वो गाड़ी में डाला, वी वेंट फॉर ड्राइव, राउंड अबाउट गए, राउंड अबाउट के 5 चक्कर काटे, वो डिसोरिएंट हो जाए, ये ना वापस आ जाए, होल बिट.
तो किडनैप ही कर लिया उन्होंने.
या बट खैर, थैंक यू फॉर रिमाइंडिंग मी दैट अक्टूबर में भी हमें करना था. मैंने कहा अभी तो किया हमने, ऑल माई सेंस ऑफ टाइम हैज कोलैप्स्ड.
पिछले 2 महीने से मैं कह रहा हूँ इस महीने पहले करेंगे. 20th तक नहीं जाएंगे, लेकिन इन माय डिफेंस वी डिड अ लॉट ऑफ लिसनिंग दिस वीक.
अच्छा या या
मैं और आप भी, और हाँ पीछे मैं 60-70 और गाने भी सुन चुका हूँ, तो आई फील लाइक देयर इज अ हेल्दी लेवल. आई एम नाउ कॉट अप विद द इंडस्ट्री.
राइट
ओनली फॉर पीपल टू रिलीज 10 मोर एल्बम्स नेक्स्ट मंथ.
या बट आई थिंक द थीम ऑफ क्रेज जो है ना, या द थीम ऑफ दिस एपिसोड इज पीपल आर डूइंग एल्बम्स अगेन इट सीम्स.
व्हाई डू यू थिंक दिस इज हैपनिंग?
Yeah, I was thinking about why it makes sense for this to happen, not why it's happening now, but I was thinking, yaar, agar logon ko concerts karne hai na, to you, it's hard to schedule performances or tour dates. This might not be relevant to Pakistan, but it's hard to schedule tour dates on the back of just singles. Okay, you need to have some body of work, and then hum usko promote karne aap ek concert karenge. Pehle aisa hota tha. I'm assuming that that could be part of what's happening here again. But I don't know, क्योंकि concerts हो रहे हैं क्या पाकिस्तान में अब? हाँ, I think हो रहे हैं ना, you said के
concerts शुरू हो गए हैं. I don't know if this is necessarily relevant. It might be because जैसे एक ही वो album tour था ना हसन रहीम का, जो उसने album निकाल लिया और tour किया, ठीक है? But that album was not
last year.
One of his last year, but this was not one of his well known albums, like his well known songs, like his best songs are his singles, not that album. नौटंकी नाम था ना एल्बम का. अब उसमें उसने कुछ ज़्यादा वीडियोज भी नहीं निकाली, मैं दो तीन वीडियो निकाली थी पूरे एल्बम में से. सो एक तल अंजुम की एल्बम थी, आई डोंट नो इफ ही डिड अ टूर, बट ही जस्ट डज अ लॉट ऑफ कॉन्सर्ट्स आई अज्यूम. तो आई थिंक दैट देयर इज एन एलिमेंट ऑफ पोर्टफोलियो बिल्डिंग हियर, व्हिच इज बेसिकली दैट एवरीबॉडी इज फीडिंग ऑफ ऑफ ईच अदर. अब रिकॉर्ड लेबल्स आ रहे हैं, आर्टिस्ट मैनेजमेंट सर्विसेज आ रही
हैं. ओह, यू थिंक देयर इज अ बिजनेस साइड टू, लाइक Achha.
I think so. And like, I don't even know if it's good business, you know? Right. I know it is business, but I don't know if it necessarily, we know that it like pushes people over. But it's like one of those things where people are now gunning for bigger, more corporate deals with the artist agencies. So now Sony is coming, and now there are artist management services. You can see them on like Talal's video.
Why are they coming to Pakistan? Because all these new artists are popping up and they're big on streaming services and people think there's value there.
Yeah. I think so. Spotify and I, like with all these companies, I guess they all feed off of each other, right? Spotify aaya tab unne record labels ne kaha cha hum bhi aayenge, artist management services jo India mein thi wahan sun rahe hain, now unko nazar aa raha hai ki ek market hai, thodi aa sakte hain. So I think it's a number of market forces. But then all the artists are like, acha wo tum bhi EP bana rahe ho, acha main bhi EP bana raha hu, acha main apni album pe kaam kar raha hu. So I think it's also just a sense of like, this is what we are building.
Right.
And there is probably an element of what the hana music circles make, like an album says more than just a song.
Yeah.
Like you have become more of a set of ideas. I don't know if that works well in this market anymore. Matlab kaun album
I was wondering. I was wondering what your opinion was on this. Ke like, are albums considered still in Pakistan perhaps to be like the sign of a more mature artist? कि भाई हम सिर्फ सिंगल्स नहीं निकालते, ये देखो इट्स लाइक अ बिग बॉडी ऑफ वर्क एंड लाइक यू नो बिग प्रोजेक्ट व्हिच माइट बी एन
आउटडेटेड आईडिया. बट माय क्वेश्चन, आई डोंट, आई थिंक पीपल कैन लुक एट एंड बी लाइक, अच्छा इनके तो बहुत गाने हैं, ठीक है चलो, यू नो लाइक, मतलब लोग जाके सुनते हैं कि भाई इनके कितने गाने हैं, दो गाने तीन गाने हैं, अच्छा इनने तो 20-25-30 गाने निकाले हैं, यू नो. बट लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल लेट्स लुक एट ताजी. I don't think he has an album. He might have an EP or two, but I don't think he has an album. But like nobody goes there being like, इसने एल्बम तो निकाल ली, ये तो कोई थकड़ा,
yeah, अच्छा
like, no, nobody does that, right? So yeah. I think it's a sense of, it feels like it's a kind of graduating thing that artists have to do to be considered serious, at least in the artist's fraternity.
In Pakistan, though.
Everywhere. Because
I don't know if it's the same specifically. I don't know if it's the same in the West. Like
maybe.
You know, people, actually if I think about it, in the West, people do always end up with albums. ये सारे जो नए stars भी आते हैं, they do singles, collabs, features, ये वो ये वो ये वो, leading up to an album. It's always some level of album. बेशक छह गाने क्यों ना हो.
हाँ, I guess. So, like, but Pakistan में जो मुझे अजीब चीज़ लग रही है वो ये कि I don't, जो albums निकली हैं, aside of like Anjum's album, I don't know who has gone in and like remembers most of the songs of every album.
Yeah.
And I feel like I think the trap that artists may fall into is, does the album have like a body of work that you wouldn't release independently, or is it just like a body of 10 really great songs with some common theme? And I feel like maybe part of what happens is that in the rush to build an album, you put out a few songs that on their own as singles will not do as well, and then the whole thing does not go as far as it should.
Hmm.
That's my theory. Talal's album is the exception to that, right? Which is like, you could release each of these songs independently and it would still work. And like, that's why it's so great. Like, it's
for which then the question arises, why make an album? If all the songs individually are good and people are fine with singles, what is the point of an album?
Yeah. I think it's very much a... Pushla ji, Talal, come to the podcast. But I think... I get the feeling that it's a way to kind of cement your place.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like what makes you see. If you're, for example, ye aisi baat hai ki this is the musician's master's degree. You know, ki aap corporate job ke liye apply kar rahe hain, aapka graduate degree hai. Does it actually open up doors? Maybe not. But like once you have one, if you're, you know, considered two equal people, one comes in with a graduate degree, one doesn't. You're like, okay, you know, one person is more qualified. So I feel like they're the same thing. You're applying for a deal. One person has two albums. One person has 20 singles. You will go with the person that has two albums, maybe.
That's I think an interesting experiment. If two people have the exact same number of songs and perhaps amount of success, but one person has blocked things out into albums and one person just likes singles. So what's the difference in perception?
Right. And I think an album is harder to construct. I think this you and I can agree on. If you actually think that there's a thematic connection between your songs, then an album is harder to construct. You have to construct it over a longer period of time. You have to release it together. You have to sit on it for longer. There's more moving pieces. All the songs have to be mixed together, mastered together. Like they have to sound like a single body of work. So it's harder to make. The trap is, it's harder to make, but are you making it in a way that actually improves the whole thing? Or are you just...
Or is it like a collection?
Illusion of an album. Is it just a collection, right? Is it like a fancy playlist or is it an actual different type of body of work? And I think abhi itni albums nikal rahi hain that people may be incentivized to just make an album. Ki char gaane maine bhi nikal diye, char gaane maine bhi nikal diye. As opposed to making something that is like independently, just like every song stands out for its own. And yet still it's a body work. That is the real challenge.
Yeah, because also making an album works against jo humne pichli kai episodes mein baat ki hai about how gaane banana aasan ho gaya hai and people are connecting online and volume of singles bade ja raha hai. An album is a bigger commitment. Like Talal made an album, 10 gaane hai ji, Talal is not a singer.
Right.
So Talal has to get like 10 other people, unko coordinate karo, schedule karo and not release anything until all of that is done. Because album to album ek saath aayegi.
And so they all have to connect. Like melodically they have to connect. Like aisa nahi ho sakta ki bilkul hi different range ho.
Yes.
Because artist ka bhi ye hai na ki gaane banana aapne shuru kiye and then you start listening to something else. Ab aapne ek bilkul different tarah ki cheez bana di. Ab wo same album mein nahi aa sakti. Wo ab agli album mein jayegi. Because the album is a... So it's not that while they're making the album they're only working on it. It's just that it's a tougher body of work.
Yeah.
So I think it's like it's worth... It's a declaration of seriousness.
Yeah.
And but you have to judge the body of work separately than you can judge like every individual song.
How do you feel about Talal's album? Maine to wohi gaane sune hain which are on the playlist. But I listen to Jani's album more.
And you listen to the full Jani album?
I listen to at least half of it. But Talal ke usme ek gaane mein Hasan Rahim hai, ek gaane mein Manu hai, ek gaane mein Natasha hai.
Hasan to nahi hai uske album mein.
Hasan, who did I think was it? Not Hasan Rahim then, somebody else.
Zahoor.
Was there a Zahoor song in your thing? This is Jani.
Wo hai Bilal Baloch.
Bilal Baloch, yes. Whose name I will always say. And Zaw Ali bhi hai. So it's like so different. But somehow I feel Talal has a... Because he's been doing this for so long, he has developed a sort of Talal Qureshi sound, even though the gaane can be very different. And that sound has been in so many different songs that people have also known. Okay, this is the Talal Qureshi. There is, you can't just have a sound. People also have to recognize it. So دیٹ آئی فائنڈ کہ چلو جی ٹھیک ہے اس میں مجھے مل رہا ہے. بٹ بیسڈ ہم پوچھ سکتے ہیں دلال سے, لیکن لیٹس اسپیکولیٹ, وائی ڈیڈ ہی میک این البم اینڈ آلسو ود لائک سچ ویریڈ پیپل؟
آئی تھنک وہی والی بات ہے نا جو ابھی تک ہم نے کی ہیں, وچ از لائک اٹ از Talal's been on this industry for so long, he has a sound, yeah. right? Like, so yeah. now you can have a body of work that is like, okay, this is the distillation of like 4 years of sound.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody comes across Talal's profile from India or the UK, ab wo jaate hain pehle kab Indo sunana Talal ko, wo album hi sunenge na, or they listen yeah. to whatever your top songs Perhaps. are, but they will go Perhaps. listen to the album, they won't listen to like three singles, because it's hard to tell. I think as an artist it is hard to communicate what your what sort of music you are making without a body of work, right? Because one song right. won't do it. Right. Aap sirf ek gaane se nahi keh sakte ki bhai ye mera kaam hai. Jaise artists apna illustrators, visual artists apna portfolio banate hain, ye nahi aapko ek unhone drawing bhej di aapko nahi pata chalega. Like ye sirf ek unhone apni best cheez bheji hai ya multiple tarah ke styles hain unke. But a portfolio selection gives you an ability to communicate all of the angles that you are willing to mess with. اس میں جو زو والا گانا ہے, ہاؤ گڈ از دیٹ؟
از نائٹ گریٹ. آئی ڈنٹ نو دیٹ شی واز دیٹ کائنڈ آف سنگر.
مطلب آئی ڈونٹ تھنک موسٹ پیپل ڈیڈ, لائک شی از جسٹ ویری ورسٹائل از مائی انڈرسٹینڈنگ. شی از لائک ا ویری گڈ سنگر اینڈ آئی تھنک
ہر لائک پراپر,
ہاں وہ تو پراپر سنگر تو ہے ہی, بٹ آئی تھنک دین ہر بینگ آن دس البم ود طلال چینجز دا ٹون آف دا سانگ ویری مچ, رائٹ؟ لائک اٹس ویری مچ ہم.
Yes, yes, yes.
Haan, you can haan. hear that song and you're like, ye dono milke unhone ek gana banaya, to sense banti hai.
That's a smart thing that you said. None of the songs sound like the singer is the person jiska gana hai and Talal is just producing it. They're all Talal songs. Hmm. I don't know how you do it. I'm sure koi science hogi iski, as people say. Ke the song is a Talal song despite there being another singer on it.
I think isme do teen cheeze hai. Ek to ye ke beat is all very... As you said, that there's a Talal sound that shows up in every beat, right? So how he treats sounds, how the drum sound compared to how the melody sounds, like the instruments that he uses in his like kind of electronic production, how he mixes stuff, that's where the
mix
producer
has to be a big
shows,
part, yeah.
Achha, ab usme jo melodies hain, Talal doesn't write all of them, right? The singers will come in and they'll put in their part of it also.
Huh.
But I think all of the melodies are coming from the same scene, right? Manu hai... اب یہ سب لوگ ہیں, یہ لوگ طلال کے ساتھ ویسے اپنے گانے بھی کرتے ہیں, سو obviously there is a relationship where their song show up in like Talal stuff, Talal's effect show up in their songs, and so now when they, for example, if somebody comes in with a melody and Talal is producing it, it does not sound out of place, which would be, for example, it might be different if Talal goes in aur kal wo Ali Azmat ka gana banate, that might not happen. Which is not to say that Ali Azmat would be not the same quality of singer as any of these people. It's just that that relationship maybe doesn't yet exist. Which is why kind of extensions to new artists are always interesting. So, Jai Talal ne gana kiya tha, wo Atif ke saath, Coke wala, cricket khidaiye Atif aur
Faris
wala, right? So, that was really interesting because it suddenly is like a new, how do you extend this sound to a completely different space? And I think we've talked about like why is an album important. It's important because it captures the progression of this entire space so far. Yani aap Talal ki album sunenge to aapko samajh aayega ki acha ye pura scene gaane kis tarah bana raha tha, kya inki collective sound kya thi, right? And this is told through his version, ke like he is retelling the story of like how 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 artists come together and make music, and this is kind of his read of it and how they have pushed his career forward. But then, for example, like Manu's album from the same scene will have a different story to tell and slightly different players that will affect kind of his sound. So I think that's what it kind of represents. If you go back to this 5 years from now, you will be able to see kind of how the scene progressed. If you go to this album, if you go to Anjum's album, if you go to Jani's album, right? So aapko pata hoga ki acha ye moment in time tha, fir hum isse aage gaye.
Then now we have a segue. Jani's album reminds me of Anjum's album a lot. I don't know if Anjum is featured on the album. He does get a shout out. But ek to one thing I felt with Jani was like very reference heavy album. So yeah, everything
both reference heavy.
Everything is a reference to something. I was like, D.B. Cooper bhi aa gaye, and that was shocking. Chalo John Wick bhi aa gaye, sab ho gaya, but Talal Anjum ko bhi reference kar diya. But his, I don't know if I've heard his other songs. They're not usually this reference heavy, baat se baat nikal rahi hai, to the point where the second Jani song that you had on the playlist, I had a tough time figuring out ke is gaane ka maksad kya hai. Picture me, right? I wasn't sure what this song was about because there's so many things of baat se baat nikli ja rahi. I thought, is it about like failed relationship? Is it about being a star? Is it about imposter syndrome? Is it about just competition in the music? Or is it about all of it? Which means, you know, if your song is about everything, then your song is kind of about nothing. So wo mujhe zara mushkil hui us gaane mein. But I liked it. I think this, if we go through the thing, it's Jani and Umair on these two songs, and therefore they are, it's not every song. Some of them are Super Duper Sultan. Obviously, this right. is YSU. Mishal Shafi Pius Arthur. That's a heavy name. But achha, mostly Super Duper Sultan, some with Umair. I like the Hasan Rahim song. First time I'm hearing somebody, Anaz. I don't know who this person is.
Shahre, Anaz is, he's part of this universe. YSU? Lekin wo, haan, YSU mein hai, but YSU ke, YS ke lawa jo baki U hai uske saath.
Achha, achha, achha. EYSU. or would it be YSEU? Which do you prefer?
What is E?
Extended.
Oh, extended.
EYSU. Chalo, theek
hai. Have you seen this unexpected Pakistani things jo page hai na?
Yeah.
Usme ek Muslim shower ad hai, jisme char ladkiyan hoti hain. They're like, आप जब बाहर जाते हैं तो आप क्या करती हैं? टॉयलेट पेपर इस्तेमाल करती हैं? एंड देन ऑल फोर ऑफ देम से ईयू टुगेदर.
आई ट्राई एंड फाइंड इट एंड पुट इट इन हियर.
मी टू. व्हाई बी अशेम्ड? इवन टुडे मिलियंस ऑफ पीपल यूज टॉयलेट मग्स. Ew! That too in Paris?
Too good. So I think anything YSEU we should avoid for that reason. Because
Sure. Even though EY gives me PTSD flashbacks. But chalo, theek hai. So this song, this album has that. Because Anjum ki album na. That's another thing I had. I'll come back to it. Anjum ki album had like a vibe. This is like a whole cohesive body of work. And sare alag alag topics bhi ho rahe hain. There's like battle rap songs. There's like subject-based songs. Sare sab kuch hai. Isme bhi I feel like I will find that. Definitely, he feels like he comes across as like a less mature artist than Talanjum. Which perhaps might be my perception because I know that Talanjum is more mature. And maybe I'm just adding that to it. But also, one thing I noticed was that he said that he's inspired by T.A. But T.A. is not on the album. T.Y. is, but T.A. is not on the album. And my mind made a scenario that Talanjum said that no, bro, now you do it. I'll come back to the next one. I'm a big brother. An imaginary scenario I created.
Yunus is coming, then why won't Anjum come? It's joke bhi hai, Yunus bhi hai. So I don't really see a reason why like Anjum wouldn't show up if the other two have showed up.
I was surprised that he didn't show up, to be honest. Yeah.
It's the reason I like this album is because, so Jani I've classified as this sort of pop rap bucket. Like he sings kind of hummable rap songs. And they're all very similar, right? Like the one criticism against Jani is like, it is very, you know what to expect. Aap jaate hain, kabhi story aati hai, but you know the songs are going to work kind of similarly.
They won't surprise
you. Mostly, they don't surprise you in terms of construction very much.
Yeah. Sure.
But these first two songs are different. Like he is going, matlab, a full Talanjum, Tala Yunus, right? Like he's just kind 100%. Of being very lyrical. There's no kind of humming to it.
Yeah.
It's very different. So it feels like a kind
I also like that it wasn't, I also like that it wasn't Shairana, which is a complaint-ish, borderline complaint thing that I've had with the Karachi rap scene.
Mm-hmm.
And where this perhaps goes too far in the reference by reference, building on reference thing. But perhaps I prefer this to the Shairana vibe of it. Okay, bhai, mushkil. Sakhil Urdu alfaz zana shuru ho jate hain
aur, you know. Aur phir I think isme, I don't have a problem with it, but it's good to do something different. And exactly. I think here, the other thing is that it's not just like hustle bro, you know? It's like, sirf ye, matlab, there's some kind of different things. Like the good thing that happens from the reference game, baat se baat nikalne wali, is even if you don't understand it, it is doing something differently.
Even if
the themes are similar. And so I think I like just the fact that he is like, has, you know, is bold enough to put out Ab Main Nikal Raha Hoon, Das Gaon Ke album. There is the kind of artisticness to it, right? They're all connected in some way. Uska, like Johnny's artwork and stuff like that. There's always like, you can see that there is some thoughtfulness behind it. Like he is not just churning out stuff without kind of any sense of aesthetic.
Direction or aesthetic.
So that's what I like about it. So I have actually, a lot of his album, I have not gone through in as much detail to be able to put it in. So I expect more of his songs to show up in the next playlist.
Hasan Rahim wala gana bhi acha hai.
These ones with Umair are interesting primarily because they are so unlike his previous work. And so I think it signals so much development.
Because in the previous select playlist, Jani ke gaane aate the. And main sunta tha aur main aage badh jata tha. I think I haven't picked a Jani song for several months now. Because I was like, haan, theek hai, this is a Jani song, we understand, achha gaana hai ye wo. But some other person has done something different ye ko baat karne ke baare mein. But here, as soon as I heard it, I was like, achha, ye wali toh, we need to talk about this, because they are different in some way.
They are very much. Yeah. And like, he is 23. You know? So, matlab,
very offensive to say this.
Aapki umar toh nahi boli maine.
Why is he successful at such a young age? Wo wala scene.
So, to see this level of development, right? Aur wo kahe ke bhai main apni puri album nikal raha hu. Itne singles ke baad ab wo apni album nikal raha hai puri. Aur se pehle ye, this is, you know what's crazy? This is his third album. Or second album plus one EP. So, this guy is not coming slow.
Sahi hai na? This is great. I like this sort of... The problem with this sort of output is there is a risk ke woh wali baat na, a population bada rahe hain toh average niche aa raha hai of quality. But Jani ke usme, I think, I remember this from when he was Bol Jani, and he came on Kazi ke podcast ke episode, and that episode like exploded, right? And you could see in the comments that the people coming there weren't Kazi fans, they were Jani ke fans. It was like two, three, this is right after COVID. So, you know, he had that like dedicated fan base for some reason, which is obviously his work. And his quantity of output is not bringing down his quality clearly. Matlab kaam maine ja raha hai, he is doing more work. The youngster boys, usko is, because they're also very picky. They don't do like features or collabs with everybody, right? Which I'm sure causes some, you know, angst in the scene as well, because rap mein wali tension hote aati hai. Jani ko wo consistently, they work with him.
Shuru se.
Yeah. So that really is all the thing. Plus, I mean, humein bhi uske gaane achhe lag rahe hain. So all these things are indicative of his output being a lot isn't affecting the quality of said output.
Yeah.
Similar
I
to Manu.
I think he puts out a lot of songs that are not very different from his previous work.
Fair. Right?
Which is, that can be a criticism. Not that they are bad. It's just that they don't really develop that much, which is okay. So the fact that he's like, okay, I'm my album banana, this will be different. It's like a way to kind of signal, okay, this is a new chapter, either the end of a chapter or the start of a chapter.
Yeah.
You can see his development, you're right, which is that he puts out stuff so quickly. He has about 175,000 listeners on Spotify. And this is my rant time. Jani kabhi Coke Studio pe nahi aayega. Kabhi kisi corporate show pe nahi aayega.
He mentioned this in a song.
Paune do lakh monthly listener hai is bande ke.
Theek
hai? Consistent amount of work, 23, bankable asset kabhi nahi aayega. Kyun? Bias. That is the only
reason. When he said this in the song, I was like, we should look at Zirak's thing on the call. We should talk about this. I'm glad khud hi se baat aa gayi.
It makes me so angry, because it just means that the people that are showing up is just like the people that are making the decisions of who shows up in what production are purely winging it. Right? There is no thoughtfulness.
When you don't need to wing it. Sahi hai. But pehle ho sakta hai aapke paas data na ho. Ab to hai na.
And it is so clear and consistent, right? Like for example, someone like Jani ye bhi nahi ki ek gana nikala, ek hit ho gaya, chala gaya. You know, that's not what's happening here. For three years, this guy has put out a song once every month, including three albums, has 175,000 people that will show up. to listen to his music every month. Yeah. As you saw, वो आपने काजी की वीडियो के साथ बताया कि किसी और के मेन चैनल पे इसकी फॉलोइंग आती है उनको. It's so, for me, the fact that the stunners are everywhere, but not this, tells you how lazy the entire system of curation
is. Do you think it's a lack of money, though? Do you think that, जैसे तुमने पिछले वाले एपिसोड में जो बात की थी कि there can only be one female artist who is doing all the ad campaigns, like season आता है female artist का, ठीक है? Male artist में there's a bigger variety usually, but I was thinking कि these things are also sometimes because there is a perceived lack of money associated with the perhaps risk appetite. कि भाई अगर नहीं पसंद आई तो क्या होगा, हमारे पास इतने पैसे नहीं हैं टू एक्सपेरिमेंट. इज दैट थिंग ऑल्सो अफेक्टिंग द हिप हॉप सीन? कि भाई यंग स्टनर्स चल रहे हैं ना, सिर्फ यंग स्टनर्स आएंगे बिकॉज देर आर प्रूवन एंटिटी एंड वी डोंट हैव द फंडिंग टू एक्सपेरिमेंट. बिकॉज इज समथिंग अहमर सेड अ वाइल अगो, जब हमने अहमर के साथ एपिसोड की थी अबाउट व्हाई द पाकिस्तान म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री डाइड, वो ही सेड कि भाई हमारे पास पैसा ही नहीं है. ठीक है, मुशर्रफ के टाइम में हमने सारे पैसे लगा दिए थे म्यूजिक में, सब बहुत अच्छा चल रहा था, फिर एवरीथिंग मूव टू न्यूज़ और अब सिर्फ न्यूज़ चल रही है. So we don't have the money to move the funding on TV to music. I don't know how accurate this is, but I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
I think probably correct, right? It's probably increased since you last talked to him. Like there's more to go around. The industry is more solid. But aisa to nahi hai na ki kuch jagah ban nahi rahi hip-hop ki ya koi naye logon ko lane ki. It's just that ye jo log aa rahe hain, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
That there, that there is...
Yeah. Yeah.
There is so much material. Like, here's my issue with it. My issue is, if your argument is that these people are not bankable, then you are wrong. Because by numbers, they are bankable. Yeah. They have been the most bankable assets for all this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and if there's evidence that people that are less bankable show up, then that implies that there is some risk underlying thinking problem, right?
Uh-huh.
Risk appetite bhi hai. So, koi underlying thinking problem. Ya toh aapko pata nahi. In which case, like, I don't know what to tell you. Kyun nahi pata? Right? Uh-huh. तब पता होना चाहिए. लाइक दिस इज नॉट, दिस आर नॉट हिडन पीपल. दिस इज नॉट भाई 10,000 आर्टिस्ट, 10,000 लॉयल फैंस हैं इस बंदे के और उसको सुन रहे हैं और आपको नहीं पता. चलो, दैट आई कैन लाइक फॉरगिव. बट ये तो दिस इज लाइक अ ह्यूज सीन फ्रॉम विच यू हैव डिसाइडेड एक्टिवली टू बी लाइक नहीं, हमने नहीं पढ़ना इसमें, हमें नहीं समझा. आइदर दैट और देयर इज सम सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ दिस इज लाइक अ टाइप ऑफ थिंग दैट वी डोंट वांट टू डिग इनटू. और स्टनर्स तक तो हम चले जाएंगे क्योंकि वहां तक ना गए तो लोग हमें पढ़ जाएंगे.
और वो अनडिनाइबल है. हां,
वो अनडिनाइबल है. बट यहां तो कुछ हद तक डिनाइबिलिटी है, तो हमने पढ़ना ही नहीं. ये वजह हो सकती है. सो फॉर मी दिस इज
कराची को दीवार से लगाया जा रहा है इज व्हाट जीरा के सेइंग ऑफिशियली ऑन द हेडलाइन
क्लिप की हेडलाइन बना.
हां,
बट आई मीन इन अ वे यू कांट आर्ग्यू अगेंस्ट इट, राइट? लाइक व्हाई इज इट दैट समवन लाइक जॉनी हैज नॉट रिसीव्ड लाइक अ बिग कॉर्पोरेट डील सो फार?
Are the people making those corporate deals largely based out of Lahore?
Lahore, Karachi, probably. Karachi mein bhi hote hain.
For this, it would mean that they don't have, for my conspiracy theory to work, they can't be in Karachi because then they don't have an excuse.
I think, matlab Karachi mein bhi honge, but scene farak hai na. Like, it's ye English medium scene nahi hai na. This is Urdu medium scene. Like, I feel that's the divide for me.
This is something we talked about in the pichli episode with ye Irfan Qazi wagaira, where YouTubers who have huge followings but their content is Urdu medium get less sponsorship, less attention than much smaller creators who are very English medium. And Irfan was like, agar main kal audio chalana shuru kar dun Pakistan mein to main apni rate double kar sakta hu just because I have an audio. And log kahenge ha yaar, iman, like the perception game is like out of control.
It is so, it is like Moneyball ka bhi jo worst version hai na. Like, it is money before Brad Pitt meets Jonah Hill, there is a caricature that they make, and that caricature would be an improvement on this scene. That is what I'm pissed about. Ki bhai ye banda Audi chalata hai, ye bhi nahi ki iske gaane ka style theek nahi hai. Yani wo caricature ye hota na ki bhai iske gaane ka style theek nahi hai, hame lagta hai ki iska fashion theek nahi hai, iske aesthetic nahi samajh aate. Like, chalo, you are, if you were using attributes about their work that were not related to their eventual outcome, but at least they are still attributes about their work. Yahan to wo bhi nahi hai na, yahan to sirf ye hai ki
vibe ki attributes.
Samajh nahi aaya hame. Nahi, ye nahi chahiye. And I think this is just, it's so lazy. right? It's just that basically we are stuck in a way, we are only able to see the world in the way that we know how to read it, right? Agar aap English medium usme duniya mein hain, to aap Urdu medium tak pahunchne ki koshish hi nahi karte. हल्की सी भी कोशिश नहीं की आपने, क्योंकि आपने हल्की सी भी कोशिश की होती तो ये 2 लाख 3 लाख 4 लाख 5 लाख लिसनर जिनके, इनको ढूंढना मुश्किल काम नहीं है. दिस इज नॉट डिफिकल्ट एंड सो यू कैन मेक काइंड ऑफ वेरी इंटेलिजेंट स्मार्ट बेट्स बट वी डोंट मेक देम एंड सो देर इज अ रीजन व्हाई देर इज अ सेंस ऑफ एंगर इन दिस सॉन्ग्स लाइक वो बार बार आता
है.
वो इसी वजह से है बिकॉज इट इज सो क्लियर टू देम एज इट इज टू मी एंड यू कि आप जो मर्जी कर लें नहीं खुलेगा आपके लिए वो दरवाजा, यू नो.
एंड इज स्पॉन्सरशिप मनी और कॉर्पोरेट यू नो अटेंशन लाइक कैन यू डू विदाउट इट?
नॉट रियली, लाइक ओनली इफ यू आर द स्टनर्स, राइट? सो आप इसको देखो कि दीज गाइज देयर वे ऑफ मेकिंग मनी आर कॉन्सर्ट्स विच रिक्वायर सम लेवल ऑफ कॉर्पोरेट मनी, बट आई एम श्योर दे गेट सम कॉन्सर्ट्स और यूट्यूब. YouTube pays you roughly, ये शायद इरफान ही बताएगा आपको, it's like $1 per 1,000 views.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is, sure, it's like reasonable, but it's not enough to, it will cover the costs of music production, but not much more than that.
Yeah.
If you are doing really well, if you're making millions, really good songs,
yeah,
it will cover the cost of doing the work. And that's basically about it. Lekin, उसके बाद तो सब कॉर्पोरेट ही है ना. दैट्स फॉर ऑल द मनी इज मेड. दैट्स फॉर लाइक समबडी पेज यू टू पुट अप एन इंस्टाग्राम पोस्ट. दैट्स फॉर ऑल द लो कॉस्ट हाई मनी मेकिंग हैपेंस, राइट? सो ये मार्जिन भी देखना है ना. यानी आपने प्रोड्यूसर हायर किया, प्रोड्यूसर को आप 1-2-3 लाख रुपए दोगे पर गाने के, राइट? और कम वीडियो बनाई लाइक 1 लाख से 20 लाख के दरमियान कहीं भी हो सकती है वीडियो. आपने आर्ट वर्क बनवाया, आप किसी को 50,000 से कम तो नहीं दोगे अगर बिल्कुल ही कोई कॉलेज स्टूडेंट टाइप आर्ट वर्क हो. अच्छा, फिर आपने कोई एड रन किए या आपने कोई मार्केटिंग की या आपने कोई मैनेजर हायर किया, मैनेजर का कट अलग होगा. आपने डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर रखा हुआ है अपना कोई, उसका कट अलग होगा अगर जो स्पॉटिफाई पे आपका डाल रहा है वो डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर रहा है. अगर आपने कोई मैनेजमेंट कंपनी रखी हुई है जो आपको हेल्प करती है उधर ले जाने की, राइट? अब इन लोगों को सिक्योरिटी वगैरह भी चाहिए होती है. आपकी इक्विपमेंट है, आपने घर में रखना है, स्टूडियो रखनी है, स्टूडियो को इक्विपमेंट लेते रहनी है, विच इज़ लाइक $1,500-$2,000 ईजी of just every piece of equipment that you get that you need to keep building, right? And so you either need to put the capital in upfront or rely on somebody else and use their studio and are stuck with it. So every song lakhon mein har gaane ki production value hai. Ab ye ki aap album bana rahe hain, 10-10, 20-20 gaane aapne banane hain ek saath, unko rakhna hai. In the meantime you have to keep paying people so that they remain afloat while you put out your album. Acha ab lakhon mein to aap aa gaye, theek hai, aapne YouTube mein millions bana liye views ke, to wo that will just cover the costs of the album itself. And then when you do a concert, you will pay your backing band or your sound wala, wahan bhi cost kafi hoti hai. It's the corporate stuff which is high margin. Jaise aapne ek gana banaya, aapko 2 million mil gaye, 3 million mil gaye.
Yeah,
ya aapne ek Instagram pe video dali, uske kai lakh rupaye mil gaye aapko. Like that's the kind of low cost stuff where you don't have to invest in equipment, you don't have to invest in people, there's no running cost, you are just making money. That's when you start actually making a profit. And so what this means is that anybody that is not fitting into that scene and all you are doing is covering the costs over YouTube, then unless you are the stunners, you are not making a profit.
Yeah. I think perhaps even the stunners really became big after their corporate push. Because like they had that underground vibe everywhere, right? Concerts wagaira, jitne bhi thode bahut hona shuru hue the, young stunners the, bahut gaane aa rahe the unke. But I think their real explosion and respect, quote unquote, in the masses was after the corporate people brought them on and then their talent was visible to a much huger audience, right? That wasn't necessarily seeking out that sort
of. And then they can reinvest, right? Then they can reinvest in like a grand music video that will go India mein jaake unko lagega ki acha, yeah, these guys are serious. You know, it's not like somebody
jisne
apne ghar mein koi video bana li, kuch kar liya. So then they have studio equipment, their songs immediately sound better, they have access to different. अब तो ये भी है ना कि आप साउंड्स ऑनलाइन खरीद रहे हैं, तो यू हैव दी सैंपल लाइब्रेरीज दैट यू हैव एक्सेस टू, ऑल ऑफ देम कॉस्ट मनी. सडनली यू हैव मनी, यू कैन इन्वेस्ट इन अ डिफरेंट क्लास ऑफ साउंड्स दैट पीपल डोंट हैव एक्सेस टू. यू कैन बाय राइट्स टू देम एक्सक्लूसिव. अभी ए पी डिलन के गाने का क्या हुआ है, उसने नॉन एक्सक्लूसिव राइट लिए हुए थे एक बीट के जो किसी और गाने में भी था, लोग पड़ गए उसे. सो वेन यू हैव मोर मनी यू कैन इन्वेस्ट इन अ न्यू इमेज दैट ओनली यू हैव दैट अदर पीपल डोंट हैव. यू डोंट हैव टू रिलाई ऑन दीज लाइक शेयर्ड एसेट्स.
So like there's a reason pichli dafa ki you can get like a dedicated producer like a Talal rather than you know آن لائن یہ بیٹس لینے والی چیز جو ہے, یو کین ہیو سمبڈی لائک بسپوک, ہاں دیٹ کاز مائی انتقال,
یو کین ہیو سمبڈی بسپوک, یو کین ہیو سم ون ورکنگ فار یو آن یور ٹائم لائن, لائک بیسکلی یو ہیو ٹو رن اے بزنس رائٹ. تو اب اگر آپ کو وہ ہائی مارجن اپرچونیٹی ملتی نہیں, وہی والی بات ہے نا, قطر ایئر ویز جہاز چلائے لیکن اس میں بزنس کلاس ہوئی مت, آپ صرف اکانومی پہ جہاز چلائے جا رہے ہیں, اٹ ول جسٹ بی لائک بیئرلی افلوٹ. اٹ از لائک وین یو ہیو دوز لائک ہائی پیئنگ پیسنجرز دیٹ وین یو ایکچولی لائک ہیو اے بزنس, یہاں پہ وہ ہے ہی نہیں. اینڈ آئی تھنک دا ریزن دیٹ دے آر شٹ آؤٹ فرام اٹ از پیورلی از جسٹ بائس. یو کین آرگیو واٹ دیٹ بائس از اگینسٹ, از دیٹ اردو میڈیم بائس, از اٹ ہپ ہاپ بائس, از اٹ کراچی بائس, دیٹس اپ ٹو یو اینڈ فگر آؤٹ ایگزیکٹلی ہو آر دا پلیئرز ان ایوری سچویشن, بٹ اٹ از اسٹریٹ اپ بائس اینڈ دیٹ پس از می آف. Sorry, end rant.
No, it's great. I love it. This is another one of those opportunities جہاں episode کی title میں upper case میں rants ہم لکھ سکیں گے. I did that last night. I was like, oh, this is something I do, don't I? مجھے خود اپنے بارے میں چھے یار میں کرتا ہوں ہی. We will do it again now with full conscience. Apart from this, listen to Jani's album. It's great. And I will continue to listen to it. The Zen Zohaib song. The Zen Zohaib song that's towards the end of the playlist. Generally, I'm kind of made on Qawwali. But this song, I was like, is this a Nusrat song? Because the vocals and sort of, I suppose, the selection of the lyrics as well are so Nusrat. Like, it could be a Nusrat, more Nusrat than perhaps a Rahat attempt. And I was like, oh shit, you know, this is like a very, like, maybe by design, has Nusrat ki influence undeniable in the Qawwali scene post Nusrat. But did you get that? And do you have any idea as to why that might be?
I don't know. I have one theory, which is that more than their previous recordings, I think this one is more airy. Yani isme aapko lagta hai ki wo kamre mein ga rahe hain, thodi si live recording hai, as opposed to them like being right next to a mic. Ke studio recording, it feels like it is kind of a live recording. I don't know if that's actually true, but the effect in the recording is that there is like, you are in a room with them.
Yeah.
And it's almost, it less polished is the wrong way of doing it, but aise lagta hai jaise ki thodi zara purane style ki recording.
Yes.
Nusrat kyun nahi hai, like Nusrat ko kamre mein studio vocal booth mein band karke alag se record nahi kiya baaki logon se.
Yeah. It's mostly like there.
Right. So I get a feeling that maybe it's that kind of sound. So it has this sort of nostalgic maybe vibe, right? Or it's like it harks back to this old style. But you're right, which is ke if you are singing Qawwalis now, there is a Nusrat influence.
Yes.
آپ جو مرضی کہہ لیں, رائٹ, انلیس یو آر ایکٹیولی گوئنگ آؤٹ آف یور وے ٹو پریوینٹ دیٹ فرام ہیپننگ, دیر از اے نصرت انفلوئنس. اٹس لائک آر یو میکنگ راک میوزک آفٹر دا بیٹلز, یس دیر از اے بیٹلز انفلوئنس, آپ مانے نہ مانے ہے. سو بیٹلز ہیٹرز ڈونٹ کم ایٹ می. سو آئی تھنک یس, گارنٹیڈ دیٹ از ٹرو. دا تھنگ اباؤٹ زین زوہیب از وہ کوئی گانا نکال لیں, فار می آئی نیور لسن ٹو ون ادر سانگز اینڈ می لائک نہیں یہ ٹھیک نہیں, لائک یہ برا. اٹ از جسٹ لائک دا کنسسٹنسی آف دیئر کوالٹی crazy. Like basically if they put out a song, I'm like, ha, ye toh aa hi raha hai na. Like I've never come across any one of their songs and feeling like it doesn't fit. And I think they are modernizing this like old genre in such a refreshed way. And it's so, it's modern, it's well done, it's well polished, like gaano ki length. Like ye ab 30-30 minute wali qawaliyan nahi hai. They are switching the so old far. model. Lekin hai qawaliyan. Aap ye nahi keh sakte ki ye qawali nahi hai. So they are not changing the genre, they're not taking Qawwali training and singing something else. They are literally singing Qawwalis, but they are modernizing them in terms of how they present them, in terms of how they're recorded, in terms of quality, in terms of output, right? They are putting out a song every few weeks, every few months. So it's just great, I think, like to see that ki ye bhi saath saath chal raha hai. And we have this new analysis that will be on Hum Nawa sometime soon, which is we looked at all the genres in the industry. And which is heard a lot, right? Ab hum hip-hop pe bahut baat karte hain. Hip-hop is such a small fraction of the overall listening, which is all pop. But the second bigger genre is this neoclassical genre, which is like taking some neoclassical or neo-traditional, which is basically taking ye folk music, qawwali music, ya ye koi classically trained alap singer jo koi thoda sa popish gana ga raha hai. That is the biggest genre after like straight up Atif Aslam style pop. And so that they are such a consistent important player in this for me is really really important. Main Sanam Marvi ka account na Spotify pe bahut follow karta hu, because I think Sanam Marvi is just like, it's her, for example, her coke music is just so good and so different than everybody else around her. It's like Goivaki Abda Parveen style, but modernized in some way. But if you look at just the work that is put out under her name on Spotify, it is like these kind of janky recordings, and you've they're not like this, yeah, quite well constructed.
Quality is not as,
and so that good. That hurts, because you know that you have seen this person recorded well, yeah, and then you are, yeah, seeing this person not recorded well, and you realize that it is just being wasted. So yeah. Zain Zohaib, for me, like basically, it's easy to take them for granted. You know, but it's what they are doing is a really big service to the industry, which is that they are taking something very difficult to preserve and actually preserving it without making a hoo-ha of it, right? Matlab aisa nahi hai ki wo aapko keh rahe hain ki dekhe humne qawwali music ki history ko bacha liya, we are the first qawwali band jisne kuch kar liya, aisa kuch nahi hua. They are literally just, they're going about their job and they're doing it, and they are doing it really well. The same reason that like Ali Sethi and is interesting to the world and to Pakistanis also, because he is again taking classical training, modernizing it, preserving it in some new different way. ये लोग भी उसी लेवल का काम कर रहे हैं, बस ये थोड़ा क्योंकि कवाली है और इतना मतलब इसमें सिंथ नहीं है, यू नो, तो आप इसको इतना सीरियस नहीं लेते, कोई फ्लैशी वीडियो नहीं है. बट एक्चुअली व्हाट दे आर डूइंग इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, बिकॉज़ देयर इज नो प्रेसिडेंट फॉर इट. लाइक राहत इज द ओनली प्रेसिडेंट, एंड राहत इज नॉट प्रिजर्विंग दैट ओरिजिनल कवाली. राहत इज प्रिजर्विंग अ बॉलीवुड, बॉलीवुड फॉर्म इंस्पायर्ड बाय कवाली. Which again,
Rahat's Qawwali is mostly when he's like doing live performances. That's not in like his studio outputs.
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, what these guys are doing is like kind of monumental in that reason. And like probably we will look back at it 10, 15 years from now and realize just like the level of work that they have accomplished. Because abhi, I don't think people realize kind of how big it is. Like this level of preservation of some sort of traditional art form has only happened on coke. Nowhere else. Kahin aur hua hi nahi. Kaise hua hai? Coke mein hua hai, thoda bahut Dream Journey mein hua hai, right? Dream Journey is like, they do quite a bit of it. Are you familiar with Dream Journey?
No.
Dream Journey is this like amazing YouTube channel run by a number of people, including Musab Bin Noor, who has written for Hamnawa before, who we like,
okay,
anytime I need something serious written with actual knowledge, I ask Musab to help write this for us. And so they record lots of qawwali artists in their homes or in their settings. So jaise usme ye Farid Ayaz, Abu Muhammad, unka na matlab unki recording bhi stage pe nahi, kamre mein baith ke unko record kar rahe hain. And so it has a kind of really great archive of this stuff, like well recorded, well put together. So Dream Journey pe bhi hai, Coke pe bhi hai. It's hard for me to think of other things like this. Ek do aur abhi ye cafe pyala nahi, Amrit Pyala, I think, is one of the other new things that are happening. Ye jo Usar Noorbakhsh ka jo Daniel Ahmed kar raha hai, Honi Anhoni,
yes, pe, right?
Like, also, all of that preservation, like this level of thing, there's a handful of them, you can name them all. And so for me, Zain Zohaib are doing that, but they are doing it for their own stuff.
It's not like an archival sort of or an academic sort of preservation exercise. It's more like preservation through practice and perhaps some evolution.
Right. And it is the practice that they are putting forward, not the idea of preservation. Because yahan pe bhi hota hai na ki academic style English medium log chale jaate hain. Ab log kehte hain ab hum yahan pe, now we are making history, we are doing preservation, hame grant mil gaya. Like there is none of that hoo ha. It is simply this work is important, we will do it. We will do it consistently, we will do it really well, and we will be taken for granted because it's that same type of thing. And so I think for them, I can't say enough good words of this type of work.
I hope they do more. I hope they take up some of the live qawwali performance business as well. I don't know how much they're doing. I was in person scene, though, I'm quite disconnected. But hopefully they are active live and they do like gigs, wagaira. Because that, I remember, that used to be a huge thing in Karachi, at least in the 2000s, where perhaps still is. Raat ka concert ho raha hai, Abda Parveen ka concert ho raha hai, ye wo. No one's looking to listen to like their latest releases. They're looking to listen to that Nusrat adjacent body of work, which was like, you know, world over mashur. So these guys could perhaps tap into that vibe and take it to like the next generation.
I think karte hain,
you know, shows.
Usme, from what I know from their Instagram, like they play quite a bit. Ab qawwali scene jo hai, unki bhi kuch traditional settings hoti hai na, jisme qawwali आती है, लाइक कराची में शादियों पे बहुत आती है, कवाली लाहौर में भी होता है, अब वो दैट शादी काइंड ऑफ قوالی سچویشن از اے ویری کائنڈ آف سیریس ویل نون کلچرل افیئر سو دے کین سو ٹیپ ان ٹو دیٹ اب الحمرا میں یا لاہور میں لائک دیز ٹریڈیشنل وینیوز جہاں پہ تھوڑا اوپن لائک نان ٹکٹڈ ٹائپ ایونٹس بھی ہوتے ہیں جہاں پہ لوگ آتے ہیں سو آئی امیجن دے آر پارٹ آف دیٹ سین بٹ یا آئی ہوپ سو لائک آئی ہوپ دیر از اے وے فار دیٹ ٹو کنٹینیو
یا And I think we can end because we're about at our usual time. But speaking of people taking these traditional practices into the future, bro, Javed Bashir wala gana jo hai na, my video ruk gayi hai. But can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What a time to have this stop. Oh, can you hear me? Are you back?
I think you don't know. I can hear you. Yeah,
Javed Bashir wala jo gana hai. I don't understand. It seems like Javed Bashir is doing a Javed Bashir song and there is a production behind it which is a modern production and they didn't speak to each other while they were doing it so
maine suna and I was like this is awesome this is going I don't care what anybody thinks about it this is 100% going to be in the playlist because Javed Bashir is having an Atif Aslam moment which is like nahi main matlab in the sense that it's just like okay throw everything else away burn that bridge now we are doing something completely new right and then he just does it for him
pata nahi cuz like but I don't know maybe I'll get used to it but I was like ye kya ho raha hai yaar is Javed Bashir doing his machine gun alaps sab ho rahe the and peeche is like full pop music chal raha and I was like acha
It's almost, I feel, I don't know if this is the sort of song where once you hear it more, it's definitely jarring. I agree with you there. You don't hear the two sounds together very often, if at all. The question is, if you keep hearing it more, does it begin to make more sense or less sense? And I am not yet decided on where I find... Have you looked at the cover of this song, by the way? The
no,
cover
no, art? I have not.
Okay, I want you to live look at it and please describe it.
Is it a movie? Hide the song at playlist view album, go to show credits mein aa jayega? Nahi,
view album mein aa jayega.
View album, yes. Oh, what?
please describe what you see on
it's it seems like what could very well be an AI generated greeting card sort of background theek hai two red I'm not sure what they are two red buildings converging beech mein there is a proportionately too tall man and woman silhouette not Pakistani he's wearing a tuxedo she's wearing a skirt I don't know samne then there's a just a cut out picture of Javed Bashir with a mic and then a cut out picture of some lady with a guitar I don't understand.
So it is, again, we are purely just describing. I want to do our best job at describing what is in the artwork without even, again, passing a value judgment. This is my favorite thing to do. It's like, agar aap...
Here, can you see it? There's something. I mean, it's super blurry, my camera. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Matlab, it is like you're on a street and you're seeing the buildings on each side converge. Where there is converging, there is like a flare of light at the back and then there is a... what appears to be kind of a Hollywood style man and woman kind of in the middle of that lens flare upar the fonts like love it it's just like you know just ek kind of new modern like font for the song title then handwriting flourishy font for Javed Bashir's name and then Javed Bashir and his guitarist on two separate ends
bas wo
wearing, one wearing black one wearing white It's both facing towards the right, not facing towards each other. No, they are facing each other. But the guitar is facing, right? So
I think guitar has flipped kar diya. It's very likely that guitar has just flipped, mirror kar diya.
Aur niche, it's almost like a disco floor, right?
Yes, wo to maine dekha hi nahi.
Haan, niche disco floor bhi hai, jisme bahut sare lens flare type cheeze ho rahi hai. Lekin Javed Bashir ke piche do random log bhi hain.
Yes, I did notice there... I don't know. وہ بس آئے ہوئے ہیں ادھر ہوپ فلی اٹل فوکس اگین یس دیر اٹ از دیکھیں آپ جاوید بشیر کے پیچھے دو لوگ کھڑے ہیں وہ بس بات کر رہے ہیں دے ور پاسنگ تھرو بٹ
This is okay. Unqualified, this is amazing.
I feel like you are qualifying it.
कैमरा भी आपका मूडी है
जावेद
बशीर आई एम कंसर्न अबाउट सो आई थिंक इट्स ग्रेट गुड फॉर हिम बिकॉज आई थिंक again what I am feeling good about is that it is an artist that is exploring something new in a very very different way
and so
I feel like that's a way of kind of staying relevant maybe more people listen to this and Javed Bashir is a kind of innovator right like Mikal Hasan band
yes
se aage le jao like he is kind of that's his game is taking his sound and kind of innovating on it and he's still doing it which is like good for him
then good for him really I also liked him in that Pepsi song with Heather where he wasn't in the video but I think he was on in the music mein he was there
oh really okay I haven't heard
yeah Heather wala jo gana Heather aur Rozio wala where they did the video I'm a big beat hi shayad usme Heather Rozio
theek hai ye purana wala kuch mahine ho gaye
ha yes a year
samajh gaya
to usme he was there in the but he wasn't in the video obviously video mein bachche the but that he fit into the song you know so I think what he needs like I'm pro Javed Bashir experimental sound modern sound much more than if he's just doing like fusion with an Z but he needs to find the right fit you know jo ke tala gracious se baat karte hain the one name we have on speed dial but nahi Talal could do it actually considering what he did with kaun si khatun नसीबो यस देखें बस प्रेसिडेंट भी मिल गया हमें एंड प्रेसिडेंट के बगैर तो आपको पता है लीगल सिस्टम में कुछ नहीं होता एनीवे एनी अदर थॉट्स रैपिड फायर लाइटनिंग राउंड
नो अदर थॉट्स नेक्स्ट मंथ वी विल ट्राई टू डू इट इवन अर्लियर बट लाइक सो मेनी एल्बम्स आई थिंक सो मच स्टफ टू गेट थ्रू सो इफ देयर इज अदर सॉन्ग्स दैट पीपल लाइक दैट वी हैव मिस्ड व्हिच इज वेरी लाइकली पॉसिबल आई थिंक इट बी नाइस इफ पीपल कुड सेंड दोस इन
ठीक है तो मैं से करो मैं जा रहा हूँ न्यूयॉर्क नवंबर के शुरू में तुम आ जाओ उधर बिकॉज इज दैट इजी एंड हम Done. फिर हम लाइव कर लेंगे या ठीक है विल जस्ट रेज द स्टेक्स इवन फर्दर एवरी टाइम अगली दफ़ा अननोन लोकेशन में या आई थिंक दिस इज गुड आई एम गोइंग टू गो आई एम सरप्राइजिंगली आई एम एक्साइटेड अबाउट द जानी एल्बम यूजली आई एम नॉट यू नो एक्साइटेड अबाउट स्टफ विच इज जस्ट एज परहैप्स बट आई लुक फॉरवर्ड टू गेटिंग इनटू दैट
This needs to be this episode title. Usually I'm not excited about stuff.
Rants. Okay, ji. Thank you for listening, watching, viewing. And as always, write to us. We'll be happy to hear from you.